This is KCUR 89.3. This week, we've been reporting on the challenges created by kids switching schools mid-year. All this moving around wreaks havoc in the classroom. But as KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports, some communities are developing strategies to keep families in place.
Inside the Marlboro Community Center gym, some boys are playing basketball. Community Coalition President Brenda Thomas wants to enlist their help to clean up vacant lots.
I need some kids. Now we'll feed them.
Thomas is larger than life with her platinum curls and red lipstick. She's standing in front of a brightly colored mural that bears her likeness.
Isn't it beautiful?
Oh. On the phone, I told her I wanted to talk about her efforts to stabilize the neighborhood. I ask, is that the right word? Thomas purses her lips.
Stabilize, yeah, that's a good word for it. I think another word for it, re-image our neighborhood. We're east of Truce, so that in itself has comes with a stigma.
The Marlboro Coalition comprises five neighborhoods from Gregory to about 87th Street, from Troost over to Prospect. It straddles the boundary between the Center School District and Kansas City Public Schools. Thomas and her husband bought their house in the 90s because they wanted to send their daughter to a magnet program in KCPS. But a lot of the Thomas's neighbors didn't own their homes.
There's a lot of families that are, for lack of a better word, transient. Sometimes some of those families move from one rental house to another one.
If what Thomas is saying sounds familiar, it's because we've been reporting on it all week. It's the same thing that's happening 5 miles south in Hickman Mills. Here's the difference. Thomas and other neighbors are driving the slumlords out of Marlboro.
It takes a lot of research because you'll have people who are registered here, but they're not actually the owners. They'll refer you to a company that may be in Australia or New Zealand, all kinds of different crazy places, way out of the way.
But if they can figure out who owns a property, there's actually a chance they might be able to do something about it.
And so what we're trying to do through our housing committee is to rehabilitate as many houses as we can, and then offer that as a resource to the Center School District.
The Community Coalition lets the district know which houses have been rehabilitated by responsible landlords. But that's assuming parents have a choice.
And sadly, one of the last things a family is has the luxury of considering is this new housing in my child's school attendance area.
Jim McDonald oversees the Family Stability Initiative. It's a United Way program serving families in the Kansas City and Independent School Districts.
We take referrals exclusively from the school districts, classroom level staff or school counselors or social workers who identify families that are struggling with school attendance.
Attendance is often directly related to financial stability, or rather, housing instability. Low-income families can't always afford quality housing, so they settle for substandard housing. Family Stability Initiative case managers can offer really individualized solutions. If a mom's spending a lot on takeout, it might be because the kitchen in her rented apartment is infested with bugs. Short-term financial assistance pays for an exterminator and to buy a new fridge.
This is one small intervention that helps one family at a time.
There's enough money to serve 400 families over 5 years. But this is a city with thousands of highly mobile families. McDonald says it's going to take a system-level approach.
So one idea came up was, well, what if the school districts had access to the utility company's database in the same way that many social service agencies have access to it?
That would allow schools to check residency in real time, possibly cutting the number of days kids miss when their families move. Other districts are implementing systems of their own.
My name is Dr. Leah Copeland.
Copeland is principal at Wynwood Elementary, one of two North Kansas City schools on a year-round calendar.
So we're very conscientious of the fact that we do have student mobility and turnover in our student population. And so the teachers are very proactive because we know it's going to happen. So we may as well plan and prepare for it.
Every new student meets with the school counselor and the community resource specialist.
One thing that we do here that's really works well for our students is we have a new student orientation group to become acclimated to our school culture and how things work at Wynwood.
if for whatever reason a student has to leave Wynwood, a teacher will usually reach out to the receiving school and offer to share interventions. But most of the time, Copeland says, families don't want to leave.
That is 100% based on their child having a good educational experience.
And when it comes to student churn, it's a start. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.